Yes, I was getting it in. I was jamming this morning because that was what was on the radio. So good morning, bows and bow ties. I was picking up some Dunkin' Donuts. It's 5:19 in the a.m. celebrating a co-worker's birthday that was yesterday on Easter Sunday. And since I did not pick up a cake, the only thing that I forgot to do was get a card because another coworker also lost a family member on Friday. So I will do that maybe today and bring it in tomorrow. So I just want to talk about how everything is falling apart. You know, now look, you guys have been on my channel. You know that I've been talking about several topics. And so I actually had a chance to spend some time on the TikTok this weekend. And basically, I'm seeing this recurring theme. There's multiple things happening. There's the breakdown in the family unit, and I understand the whys, right? Women are like over it. You know, they're like, I'm not having any kids, all this other stuff. So we got that whole thing going on. I think I've spoken about that enough. I think the only thing that turned me off was when they start coming for married women. But I do understand why. Like, it's turning into a whole hot mess. People are like, oh, no. Like, I'm not dealing with this. But I'm noticing, like, so many people are talking about the layoffs. And, you know, I think this is all alleged. All alleged, okay? Because I cannot confirm. I did not confirm. I did not look up. I think they mentioned this either, I think, was it FedEx or UPS? I can't remember. Laying off like 12,000 employees. You know, I think it may have been FedEx. I'm not 100% sure. So everything is alleged. You know, just basically talking about how, turn my seat heaters on. You know, I'm not that seat heater light. So, you know, just basically talking about how there's going to be a restructuring, you know, so they'll be able to bring in younger employees at cheaper prices. So many young people are trying to find jobs right now. They're like, why even go to college at this point? Because my degree means nothing. I can't get a job. I mean, it's at the point where they're like, I can't even get minimum wage jobs. One guy was like screaming, like, I have applied for jobs that are for minimum wage, and I'm going through 4 rounds of interviews and can't get a job. Why did I even go to college at this point? And then he's complaining about they want people with experience, the experience that I can't seem to get because I can't get it. They won't hire me. So he's like, I've gotten to the point where I'll get to like the 4th round of the interview and they don't even get back to me, you know? And he's like, I can't get minimum wage jobs now. So now I don't know what's going into what he's doing. Maybe he's cussing everybody out in his interviews. I don't know. I don't know all the circumstances. I don't know what kind of jobs he's applying for. But what I will say is I feel like it's a modern day dystopian society. Everyone is just ticked off. People are mad because the cost of living is so high. People are pissed off because they can't find a good job. I'm seeing a lot of posts on a lot of young students just trying to apply to get into these schools. And I'm learning a lot about students who are applying to Ivy League schools versus like the really, 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 really competitive schools to get into and safety schools. And let me tell you, I found out online, it's totally random. I found out that if you're applying to like really competitive schools, like Northwestern or Northeastern or MIT. I'm just naming them off the top of my head. Your Vanderbilts, all of these like expensive schools that are not Ivy League schools. Well, take MIT out. This is probably a bad example. They probably are doing the same thing that the Ivies are doing. I don't know. Anyway, the point I'm making is they're really, really hard to get into schools like your Northwestern and your Duke and your Vanderbilts and all the whatever, right? Those schools, or even schools that are competitive but not as hard to get into, but they are competitive, what they're doing is they're denying students entry into the schools because they just assume that all those students are going to somehow make it into like your pride of your Ivy League schools. So, and I'm like, but then you look at the kids, they're like, yeah, I didn't get accepted into any of the Ivy League. A lot of these kids have like 4.5s, 5.0s, and taken like 12 to 16 AP courses, and they may have cured hunger and cancer in some small remote world or something. I don't know. And they can't get into those schools either. So everyone's in a tizzy over, like, I can't get into really the schools. And it's almost like they're like, what was all this studying and working really hard for when I can't get into any of these schools? I mean, it's coming like this running joke. But then, of course, you got the women who are still on this, you know, we're not like those married women. This is why we're happy being single phase. And then they go off about men. And I'm just kind of like, you know, okay. Once again, if you want to be happily single, I don't knock it. I understand why. But then just be it. Like, you don't have to sit there and dog out all these dudes. And let me just say for the record, you know, I don't like caping for these men because they don't need women to have to come and put, you know, to rescue them. No, we're not doing that. But I also don't believe in going on and on and on about why these men are so awful. I'm like, look, let the men get out there and speak on it on themselves. A lot of them tell on themselves. You don't have to get out there and go on a whole tirade about why men are just awful people. I don't think men are awful people, but I think a lot of them got some mess about them. So the ones who have mess about them, let them tell on themselves. Just you don't need to get out here in every 2 seconds, sit there and be mad about some guy doing you wrong. Everybody gets done wrong by everybody, men and women. Women do women wrong too. Men do men wrong. Everybody is just flawed. But anyway, the point I'm making is just kind of like, I understand that like social media is not necessarily the real world, but in the same token, I feel like it is like the current zeitgeist. Like it's a sign of kind of like what's happening in such a small microcosm. And I know a lot of times we talk about how it's not the real world, and I really don't think it's largely the real world. But there's something to it when you have groups of people getting out there yipping and yapping about stuff. Sometimes we have to pause and say, what is happening? It's almost as if like so many of us are going through this cultural reset. I was talking to my stepdad last night, and you know, he was like, I didn't realize it was like this. I was like, yeah. I was like, did you know, like, there's this whole 4B movement going on where women in Asia, but particularly in Korea, they're like, don't marry men, don't have sex with men, don't date men, and don't have children with men. They are literally anti-everything with men. They're like, we're so sick of the patriarchy, blah, blah, blah. So what's happening is, I said, did you realize that there is this huge population decline happening, that women are not even having children right now? They can't replace their population. And he was like, well, what do you mean? I said, you know, in order for you to have a relatively viable, stable population or population growth, women have to birth approximately 2.1 to 2.2 children a year. You need to average about that many births a year in your population. And he's like, okay. I said, well, Korea's down to like 0.6 or 0.7 or 0.75 or something crazy, less than one. I said, so basically every other woman is maybe having one child, basically, when it comes down to it. I'm like, they want no parts of it. I said, China has a retraction, but largely because of they're reaping or sowing their bad oats. Like, so they're reaping their bad harvest of the one child policy from several decades ago. And so now that they're dealing with, you know, like, they got like all these men out there who can't find anybody to sleep around with because there's not enough women, and the women don't want to have their babies anyway. The economy is collapsing. Like, the real estate market is trash over there right now. You've got young people who can't find jobs. It's just a hot mess. Well, a lot of it appears to be over here, too, if you look at what's happening. And I was saying, like, the cost of childcare is so high. It costs more than many families' rent and mortgage. So it's very cost prohibitive. I said, so many women are so angry right now. They're like, okay, so you're messing around with all of our rights? Oh, well, how about this? Let's not have any children. So now there'll be none of us here. So none of us will have rights. We won't have kids. I don't want to deal with it. It costs too much anyway. So you want to tell me what to do with my body? I'm just telling you what the sign of the times are. They're like, you're trying to tell me what to do with my body. You're trying to tell me all of this stuff. The cost of healthcare is high. I mean, childcare, healthcare, all that stuff is high. So they're like, there's no need for me to even engage. That was one of my alarms. So at this point, I'm like, wow, it's really going down. So I'm talking with him, and he's like, really? They got to understand. Older people are a little bit out of the loop because I said, yeah, think about what's happening right now. In your generation, this is the conversation I was having. I said, your generation, think about your parents. They had, like, tons of children. But then when you guys came along, you didn't have a ton of children. You guys produced my generation. And then my generation and the generations below me, disregard me, because I ended up having four kids. I was, like, the surprise of everybody in the family because I didn't think I was going to have a whole bunch of kids. I didn't want that many kids. But most of us are not having a ton of kids. And now you've got a bunch of people who don't want any at all. So I was like, this is the sign of the times. I said, so you see what's happening. I said, you don't have enough people producing children. And then what's happening on top of that is we have immigration laws that have become, or our policy has become prohibitive to people immigrating here to help with our population growth. And so you know what's happening. We're going to see a retraction in that, too. There's not enough of us working to pour into the economy. We can't pour into all these social services. And I said, with older people living longer, look at how that's working out. So look at how many there were of you and your siblings and how many of these, like, you're right, I didn't have to make children. So with that being said, I said, and now you look at the generations with my generation and the generations below. They're not trying to have children. So who's pouring into the economy? So we have a situation where we have more people dying than we have people being birthed. At least I know over in Asia. So anyway, when I say everything is falling apart, I was like, you've got young people who've been told to look at your education, but they can't find jobs. You've got young people who are like, I would love to be able to partake in the so-called American dream, but this is no dream. This is a nightmare. I can't afford health care. I got to stay on my parents' health care. I can't afford a house. I don't want all this student loan debt. I'm like, I don't understand what am I working for? Why would I want to have children? You got men out here, from a woman's standpoint, they're like, they got men talking about being submissive. Submissive to what? You're not going to get me caught out here. Like, it's just a hot mess. I was like, oh my. Needless to say, everything seems to be falling apart. It's just everything. I'm watching so much. It's just, and then no one believes in anything. Everyone, it's like anti-God, and there's no community. I'm just like, oh, this is a hot mess. I mean, it's depressing. All I could do is just hope that God just continues to bless you and your health, your family. I don't know what else to say. What I do know is I feel bad for everybody. Everybody, anybody who's going through something, health challenges, love challenges, financial challenges, security challenges, you know, people are literally not having babies. They literally don't want children. And I can't blame people for that. I can't knock them for that. I can't knock people for not wanting, and it's meant to, there's some men who don't want to have children, but like, I cannot, women are like, why would I want to have somebody's baby? I'm going to be doing all this work. It's going to mess with my body. It messes with my financial security. I'm going to be tired. I get it. I was listening to this one young man. He's just like, man, if I could tell people not to go to college, I would. I would, like, just go find a job. Because at this point, it doesn't matter. If you have a degree, they want you to have experience. Your degree is nothing. Like, this is how he felt. And I was like, well, poor thing. You know, like, because you can't knock people for feeling what they feel. You can't. He was just done. Like, he was just, like, beat down. I was like, this young man, I was just like, Chad. I don't know what his name was. I was like, Chad, don't give up. Watch the way he was screaming into his camera. And I was just kind of like, oh, geez. You know, he's like, you're doing all the right things. It's like, for what? Like, I don't know. I just kind of feel bad for the young people out here. I do. I feel bad for the young people out here. It sucks. It sucks to be a young person out here right now. All right. So while all the older people who have all of their retirements and they're living relatively comfortably are completely out of touch, I actually have some sympathy and empathy for some of the people, some of these younger, some of the youth, well, for the youth in general. They've got so much to tackle. There's not enough of them out here. The generations before me ran up such a large tab, and they experienced some of the biggest wealth boom in our nation's history. Anyway, I just need to get that off my chest. I'm just sitting here rambling. I was just like, man, are we in a modern-day dystopian society? All right. I guess that's it. I'm going to hang up like I'm on the phone. You can tell I'm old. I'm going to go. Go ahead and subscribe to my wonderful channel. Watch all of my videos and like this one.